This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at the headlines, and you kind of wonder where to begin today. It's just kind of all over the place. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. This is What's on Your Mind. From the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. From the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, The Flag. From KLTC, 1460 on your radio dial, Dickinson, North Dakota. I never can say that without thinking of the very first time I took to the airwaves on a radio shift Sunday morning, playing some Letterman music, I think it was. Letterman and a few others, getting ready for the Sunday church services. I was on 1460. It's not at Dickinson. It was over there in west central Minnesota. KDMA in Montevideo. But isn't that ironic? Started there and still going on 1460. Gotta love it. Plus 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken as well. Tioga Stanley, Watford City, Williston. Partial, Crosby, that whole northwest corner of North Dakota. Listening to 1090. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. How are you? Happy Tuesday. Glad to have you. I did a little fill-in work last night for Chris Berg on Point of View. West Dakota Fox airs at 930 and in the Red River Valley. Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota on KX4 at 6:30. Did you watch? How'd I do? Is that okay? I'm a radio person, not a TV person. I have a face for radio, so I'm a little self-conscious about the TV stuff. But we had an enjoyable conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Talked a little bit about what happened in the vote last week, or the lack of a vote on the repeal and replace of Obamacare. And we also talked about interesting little stunt that Planned Parenthood pulled at his office. Did you hear about this? So they call, if someone called to the office of Congressman Cramer's office to essentially inquire when they're not going to be there, like, you know, what, asking all the questions about when are you not there and who's there when you're not there and kind of, you know, trying to, and the person would not give their name because the person answering is naturally trying to say, well, if you tell me a time, we'll just meet you, and I can arrange, you know, for an appointment. No, no, no. Basically, they wanted to know when somebody wasn't going to be there. Then, lo and behold, once they figured out over the noon hour nobody would be there, they decided to stage a protest. Okay? And the owner of the building, it's a privately owned building, called police. I would, too. A bunch of people in, the building that pay me rent, that want to do business and have their customers come and go, and they don't want a bunch of protesters scaring customers off. Or employees coming back and forth or whatever, right? That would make sense. And so they sort of make their announcement to the, I don't know, 30 ladies there in those vulgar hats they're so proud of. And they do a little pep talk to the group, and then two of these women, and of course all this is on video, two of these women then head over and try and go into the building. And two very kind members of the Fargo Police Department say, I'm sorry, the building owner has asked that you not be allowed in the building. They don't allow protests here, you know, and you can't be parking in the parking lot either. You can't do this. And so they put up much of a fight, sort of got the answer, and then turned around and talked about how outraged they were and how horrible things were and everything else. And then, of course, put out the blast that they were refused and threatened with arrest and, you know. Folks, not unlike what happened at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Much of this stuff is made for TV. These are all YouTube moments. In this case, they claim to want to deliver a petition to Congressman Cramer. That's ridiculous. They wanted a YouTube moment. Here, take that. And as a paper-thin little petition envelope they're going to deliver anyway. But here's something I do want to say related to that. In North Dakota, this is not a close issue. This isn't like, a coin flip as to, you got half of North Dakotans over here and half over there. This is a probably 70-30 issue statewide in North Dakota. In the Valley, maybe a 60-40, but still, people who get up every day, meaning to provide for a better future for their families, who go to work, who take on their vocation, whatever that is, as a farmer, as a rancher, as a mom or a dad, or, a business owner, the vast, vast majority of them, now I would argue upwards of 90%, they don't think about putting one of those goofy hats on and jumping up and down when they can't hand deliver on YouTube a petition to a member of Congress. That is a fringe left-wing radical element. I would argue surrounded by a lot of darkness. When I see him, I don't see pink. I see dark. Dark. I don't see the pink hats. I see darkness. Okay? That's what emanates from those folks. When they are as vehement as they are in favor of the killing of the unborn. Now, that's one issue. Pick your issue. I saw a lot of darkness from people who claim to be water protectors, too. And then would do all kinds of vile things, like to the camp they were in and to others in the camp. More stories than we care to know. So there's a phoniness to it. There's a darkness to it. But here is what is very important. In my mind, to be silent about it, to just sort of roll your eyes and go, ugh. What a bunch of craziness. Can you believe that? Did you see that? Did you hear about that? Is to allow it to win, to carry the day, to prevail. So, this is a little bit of a pep talk, although it doesn't sound like one. Depressing even myself, thinking about these different elements that we are enduring these days. The pep talk is meant to say, got to get in the game. Got to get in the game. You can't let that stand because the media loves it. Most of the media agree with it. And just see a story here. I forget where this is from. A story about a hissy fit some members of the mainstream media are having in Washington, D.C. about what they consider conservative media. They don't call themselves liberal media, but if you actually don't hate Republicans, then you're conservative media, see? 96% of the donations given by journalists in the 2016 presidential election, in other words, Donald Trump's victory election over Hillary Clinton, as of August, 96%, where do you think they have gone? To Hillary Clinton. Center for Public Integrity. 7% of journalists identify as Republicans, 28% as Democrat. Indiana University School of Journalism. So my point is, Dakota Access Pipeline protest, Planned Parenthood protest at Congressman Kramer's office is going to be covered from the perspective of someone who agrees with the protesters and has the thumb on the scale for them. So if there isn't a counter to it to say, we don't believe that, we don't stand for that, here's what we're for, here's what we support, it's not there. So that means you and I, not just going about our day. I get it. You're in the real world. You're busy. You're not a professional protester. You're not a paid protester. It's not easy. I'm not suggesting it's a piece of cake, but I am suggesting that it's something you need to think about. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, please. 800-228-0550. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. Todd is gone today. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. Off for one more day, so you can text me at 701-367-2054. We are brought to you today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Killdeer location, Williston location. They have one at Billings as well. Are you a technician? You know a technician? Know anybody that does this kind of work? And they train you, too, by the way. Suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, welding, fabricating. If you're a certified tank inspector, yeah, they need trailer technicians at Polar Service Center right now. They pay up to $32 an hour, a great training program, a great company to work for with a full benefit package, 100% health care, matching 401k, really some great, great benefit packages in addition to a nice, hefty salary. Call Adam right now. Say, Adam, I got to know more. Sounds like a good deal. He'll get you in queue to talk some of the folks and do the pre-app. 701-495-0997. 495-0997. Okay? Your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot in the old Marketplace Dallas location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Deli location.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When I see these protesters supporting the killing of unborn babies, I don't see darkness. I see nothing but pure evil.
Well, I'm just telling you what I see. And I guess darkness can be evil sometimes, but to look at somebody and say you're evil is, I don't exactly think the kind of way you're going to get them to come around your way. But I'm, you know, I guess we're both in the same neighborhood, is what I'm saying. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. So guess what arrived yesterday? Hudson now has MyPillow. Yes, it's true, ladies and gentlemen. Our Labradoodle, Hudson. I should put up a picture. I'll get a picture. He's just loving it. Just loving it. And I mean, literally, you know, put it in the corner in the porch, and just in a nanosecond, he's like, boom, this is mine. Thank you very much. He did fight a little bit with Herbie, our little Bichon Cocker mixer. Going back and forth, but it was a hit. And your dog might love MyPillow just as much as I love MyPillow, as a matter of fact. And now for a limited time, we have that March special. So a few more days to take advantage of the 40% off. Two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100. Call them at 800-506-9028. I talk a lot about the pillows because they're fantastic. Just made my life wonderful. But there's a lot of other accessories they have for you. And those MyPillows for pets are fabulous. Some sizes and colors to choose from. So it's great. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Remember that, that's 60-night money-back guarantee. It's another great deal, too. All right. One unfinished bit of business from yesterday that I wanted to share. And we love doing this, by the way. Always do. Somebody called and said, hey, I'm getting a raw deal on my bill from the clinic. Can you help out here? So he said, well, tell us about it. And then we forward the information on, and they give us an answer. Sometimes when media organizations are calling for answers, it's a little bit easier. So if you have an issue that is perplexing you, you can't get to the bottom of it, you think it needs a little sunshine, a little disinfectant to get fixed, call us. We love that, okay? That's why we want you in the speed dial. We want to be in your speed dial at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, okay? And we'll help. So yesterday, a fellow calls, and he says, I don't get it. I agree to pay Sanford Health so much a month on a bill, and meanwhile, the bill goes to a collection agency, and shows up on the credit report after I'd agreed to do it. What happened there? Why? We called Sanford Health, talked to one of their communication specialists there. Here's the official answer we got back. Sanford Health does not assign any outstanding unpaid medical bills of our patients to a collection agency as long as the patient has a formal payment plan. So something went amiss here. We forwarded this information back onto our listener. That was Chris, right? No, Chad. So we told Chad, hey, here's what we learned, and so he's going to call, and evidently a mistake was happened somewhere along the line. And we did get a couple of other calls and texts after Chad called us to say, hey, me too. Me too. So if that's happened to you, if it's happening to you, you want to get it straightened out, they gave us a number you can call to fix it. 877-629-2999. 877-629-2999. So, you have an outstanding bill, in this case with Sanford Health. You have a formal payment plan. You're paying that payment plan. Your bill should not go to a collection agency. That's their policy, okay? 877-629-2999. Next hour on What's on Your Mind, we're going to talk with Carla Arndt. Carla is the wife of a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We're going to talk with Allison Engelstad. She is the spouse of Morton County Sheriff Deputy. And we're also going to talk with Shannon Egan, whose husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard, to hear firsthand the stories of harassment they received. Yes, they, the spouses. The families of law enforcement and our National Guard who were simply keeping the peace during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So, talk with them a little bit about their story today on the program. Incredible. Incredible story, really. And I can hardly wait to look forward to it. In the meantime, whatever's on your mind at 800 228-0550. Bismarck Tribune headlines today. Dakota Access and Energy Transfer Partners tell us oil is flowing under the Oahe. There you go, folks. The original intention of this project, to take Bakken crude to Illinois so it has easier access to refineries from there. Remove the discount. As much as 500,000 barrels a day. Over, like 570 the capacity. At the second phase, pretty incredible. A Senate committee has okayed the concealed carry in schools. This is sort of a pilot project, I'd call it. I think that makes perfect sense, but we can talk about that. Police rely on footage and Facebook posts. Protesters charged with endangering and terrorizing. Why shouldn't they rely on footage and Facebook posts? It can't be everywhere. This is one downside to the Dakota Access folks that, you know, want to be movie stars, these YouTube moments. Well, guess what? You go down and put yourself on TV while you break the law? Stuff happens. Another Bismarck Tribune headline, Burgum vetoes limiting bonuses. The bonuses were not popular when we talked about them. I think that's the governor not necessarily saying, hey, bonuses are fine. I think that's the governor saying, I should decide whether there's bonuses or not. You can't remove an ability for me to decide what employees should be compensated, how they should be compensated. The limiting factor. So what do you think of that? Legislature considers cuts to funding for homeless shelters. I love those headlines. That's just vintage right there. Vintage headline right there. Chad in Dickinson, who called yesterday, calling back today. Chad, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, I want to thank you for your effort and everything. I talked to Matt, your producer, this morning, and he gave me the number to call Samford. And I did call them, and there was a mistake made on our behalf. Apparently, we didn't formally make a payment plan. And what was explained to me is if there's not a actual call from the patient to set up a payment plan, the bill simply shows past due. Even if you're paying on it, it just shows past due, and they go ahead and send it. I was told it's up to the patient to formally make a payment plan. So just to let people know, make that call. Don't just assume that you can go ahead and make small payments, and that's going to take care of it.
Got it. Well, so they want you to call and say, I'm going to pay $100 a month over 9 months or whatever. Just whatever you plan on paying, you tell them that. They say, okay,
yep.
Rather than just actually paying it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good advice, Chad. And glad I got straightened out on your part. Seems like half a dozen one six of another. If you're paying, you're paying. But, you know, plan's a plan. Rule's a rule, I guess. Thank you, Chad.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anyway, just one key word. You talked about it being easier for the pipeline. The other real part of it is it's safer. And you need to probably repeat that a few times for the stupidity that exists out there. Have a great program. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's easier. It's safer. It's cheaper, right? I mean, this is just, and those are statistical facts. I mean, oil on pipeline is less costly to get to where it's going. It's the cheapest, safest, I guess I would argue easiest, because, again, rail's not bad, but there's other, you know. I'll give you an example in North Dakota when we had a lot of traffic backed up because of all the oil that needed to go. Well, that isn't exactly easy. That's a logistical challenge, okay? Pipeline just goes and the pipeline goes. So there's my easier. Cheaper is less costly than it is on rail to transport oil. Safer, absolutely. There are less incidents with pipelines than there are with the rail. I would argue, however, they're both in the very small percentage category of issues. But all fair points and good ones. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Liberal journalists, says a texter. Lauren Donovan comes to mind. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a prime example. Now, Lauren Donovan, I don't know her, but I'm sure a very fine person, okay? A very nice human being, a well-meaning individual. But when she is dispatched by some editor at the Bismarck Tribune to go down to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site and cover a protest in which her sister is participating in the protest, where do you think her leanings are going to be? Do you think it's possible? Ask yourself if you could do a fair and objective story in that situation. You can't. She doesn't. So, yeah, that certainly fits. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing, says one texter, borrowing the words of Edmund Burke and telling us as much for that. Another texter, can you explain how I can join the fight for unborn babies and still be able to work 40 hours a week? I am as passionate about these infant murders as you are. I'm so glad you voice your opinion as loud as you do. I want to do the same, but not sure how to go about it. Everybody has to find something that works for them. I've talked about this before. If I didn't have to feed a family, put kids through college and everything else, I'd find some way to try and be in that space all the time, because I believe it's the defining issue of our time. I believe we'll look back one day and it'll be right in the realm of slavery or the Holocaust. When we're able to just remove the fog and think of the idea of when it became legal to kill an unborn child, okay? And I know a lot of people want to plug their ears the second they hear that and go, no, don't talk about it, don't. But that's what's happening. That's what the Supreme Court allowed. And now you have 50-plus million children who are not able to grow up and be productive members of society. So it's a bad deal. So I can't answer for you. I appreciate the question. I appreciate the passion. You just got to find something. I'm not sure anybody's mind's ever changed on social media, but you can find places where people are honestly asking questions and maybe explain why you feel as strongly as you do. Right? There's all kinds of different things that go on. 40 Days for Life, March for Life. You know, I mean, this issue in my mind will change one day because of our youth, the youngsters in this country who are so passionate about it. That's pretty cool. Okay? That's pretty cool. I was at the March for Life this year with the University of Mary students. And there were high school students from all across North Dakota as well. High school students. The high school our kids go to, Chandler. They've gone to March for Life every year since they were freshmen in high school. Freshman or sophomore, I forget which, and load them up in the buses and head out. You know, maybe it's organizing more kids for that. So there's different ways. Having conversations with people. And it has to be a conversation. We'll never get anywhere yelling and hooting and hollering and, you know, everything else. And I also think, this is something I'm really passionate about, the idea that someone who is pro-choice, sort of searching and kind of slowly, clunky, however they get there, eventually coming around, that's okay. Because you'll never end this as it exists without people changing their hearts and their minds. So sometimes the really sort of professional pro-life folks, for lack of a better term, who are really good at making the case, they're a little, especially about political folks, they're a little cautious about anybody who's ever been in a position of supporting it or say they support it. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't. So hope that helps. Marion Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Hi. I'm enjoying your show very much this morning. I'm with you on this topic, but I do want to veer away just a tiny bit about something I've heard about Heidi Heitkamp. She's trying to put through a bill where there would be funding for gun ranges in North Dakota. And I see this as, boy, is she worried and is she trying to buy votes?
I hadn't heard about that. Where did you hear about this?
I heard it both on the radio, KFYR, twice yesterday. I was looking for something in the paper today. I haven't seen it yet. This country is so in debt. We need to federally fund gun ranges? I think not. I think we can do that on our own.
I found a press release from her office. U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, vice chair of the U.S. Senate Sportsman's Caucus, joined a bipartisan group of senators in reintroducing a bill to create more opportunities for North Dakotans to enjoy the outdoors through target practice and marksmanship.
Yeah, excuse me. I think we have gun ranges, and if we want more, we'll build our own. I don't need the federal government doing that for me. To me, this isn't a very desperate attempt to say, look, see, I'm one of you. You can trust me. Vote for me again.
Proposed shooting ranges in Jamestown and Minot could benefit from the additional federal funding.
Yeah.
This bipartisan bill would make available. I'm completely with you. Every single expenditure should be looked at through the lens of, wait a minute, with $20 trillion in debt, is this a priority?
Are we not broke enough? Other things we desperately need to spend on? Roads, bridges, whatever. And believe me, I am all for gun ranges. I shoot myself, but I think that's something a local community can do for themselves.
Yeah, I would guess, I don't know, and I'll ask, Jamestown, Minot, are you wanting federal funds to help with
it looks like
range?
A bribe for votes again. The Democrats just don't change.
Yeah, Senator Heitkamp also did an interview, sit-down with the editorial board, I think it was the Grand Forks Herald, last week, in which she claimed to be a lot like Trump.
I saw that. Oh, geez, did I want to choke. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's clearly time to consider whether I'm running for re-election
or
not.
Very, very, very worried.
Must be polling to find out, you know, where her political standing is.
Yeah.
And you know what? It'd be a really simple solution. Heidi Heitkamp is a affable person. She's a nice person. She handles herself well. She's a very, very savvy politician. I would argue probably the best in the state because to be as liberal as she is and have the record she is and then come off to do stuff like this, she's just nimble, right? Politically speaking.
Very,
I'm not saying there's principles.
She comes from a good, loving, close family. They're nice people. I just disagree with
they
them
are.
Politically. That's all.
So I, the best thing she could do is get on programs like this and defend her positions. Right?
I would love
and
to hear what her thinking is on this. I would just love it.
Yeah,
the truth
but I,
that is, not just
the idea of having to answer a couple of tough questions from listeners every now and then. Kevin Cramer's done it an hour a week for a couple of years. He survived. You know, it's not that tough. It's really too bad.
Cramer gets some very irate people, and he handles them with class and respect, and he answers to the best of his ability. You don't always get the answer you want, but he's willing to answer your question.
Exactly right. Nice hearing from you, Mary. Appreciate the call and good catch on the gun range thing. I hadn't seen that yet. Texter John from Carrington writes, Scott, please tell people if they want Senator Heitkamp to support Honorable Neil Gorsuch, they must call and email her office telling her to vote yes for him. He's extremely qualified. You must call. I'm guessing she's going to vote there. She couldn't possibly vote no, even though Chuckie Schumer would want her not to. And they just did this delay to be jerks, honestly. So that's what's going on there. Joel in Newtown, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Joel. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say about that Heidi Heitkamp. You know, she can't talk to you guys. She can't do anything. Don't hear a peep out of her all year. Now you're going to hear this stupid gun control thing or this gun shooting range thing. Just a joke.
North Dakotans are way smarter than that. Way smarter than that. There's, you know, Mary sniffed it out a mile away. You did too, Joel. You know, you can see that. Come on. Don't pander to us like that. That's really embarrassing. Craig Cobb from Sherwood, North Dakota, is on one of our lines here. What can we do for you, Mr. Cobb?
Good morning, Scott. I wanted to ask if people in the state who would not like to have their home burned down, that is, who can empathize with what occurred in Nome, if they would call Sheriff Randy McLaughlin and Governor Doug Burgum, I have the numbers, and ask them to call the FBI in. The ATF is already involved. The investigator, Ken Sisk, told me just yesterday. And, you know, there were statements made by Mr. Jerome Jankowski, Scott, that a number of people, I presume men, a number of men, I think he said, in the town were actually openly conversing about burning me out. And, you know, I don't know how their families, their fathers raised them, and we could get into a discussion, I don't think you want to do that, about the 1965 law and how in nature males do certainly control the environment, but you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other, you see. And so and here's another thing. You know, you mentioned Lauren Donovan, sir. To my mind, Lauren Donovan and Robin Huebner are like the Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper of media in this state. Because Robin Huebner, sir, had a front page article about my church on the very day it was burned to the ground. And it's kind of like what happened with the police when they were murdered in Dallas, in that the DOJ under Obama and Loretta Lynch had done a large investigation in Ferguson, Missouri. They did.
Well, you're right. You're right. Both of those are among the most liberal reporters that write for newspapers. There's no doubt about that. Quick question. We're going to a break here. Do you know it's arson? Has the law enforcement said it's arson?
They won't say that. And I also believe that the sheriff...
So we're suspecting arson at this point. Just want to know. I haven't seen that from law enforcement.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make a choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lines. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This story, funding for homeless shelters face reductions, and the reporters, of course, have to tell you a story about a homeless man that froze to death under a Grand Forks bridge. In their mind, more government funding means that man doesn't die. In my mind, we've got a problem that goes well beyond funding and dollars and cents. But if you ever put in a program and then have to tighten your belt and take it back, then you cause the problem. More people die as a result of not enough funding for homeless shelters. It's your problem. That's the way they think. They even went so far as to say that Governor Burgum, in his first State of the State address, told a story about a homeless meth addicted man named Matt, whom he'd met in Fargo, and referred to an advocate for services. Yet, He didn't allot any money for the homeless grant in his executive budget. So it's money solves all problems. Money solves all problems. Sounds like your kids, doesn't it? Tell them, like, just give me $5 and everything will be fine. Just give me the money, Dad. Money has to solve the problem every single time. Gosh almighty. It's frustrating. Very frustrating. I have time for one call before we get Troy Coons in here from CNC Farms. Talk a little ag on the program. Let's go to Kenmare. Ben, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I've just sympathized with Donald Trump about trying to get Obamacare repealed and replaced, but I don't know if this is legal for him to do it, but, you know, our previous president didn't really worry about the niceties of what's legal or not. So with executive order, he could give the give our Congress, all past, present, and future, eliminate their Cadillac health plans, and in 6 weeks, and tell them whatever they come up with to replace Obamacare is what they're going to live with from now on. Now, it may, seeing as it's an executive order, it may only be in effect for 4 years, but it'd be a start.
Tune in tomorrow. We have Congressman Cramer. We're going to use that question for him because we've had a version of that several times. I don't believe they have a Cadillac plan. I believe their health care coverage was affected by Obamacare as well. Kevin's talked about that before, but I want to get the facts straight and spend the time necessary to make sure we get it right. So be listening, Ben, okay? Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms of Donnybrook, your registered and certified seed dealer. The folks that pride themselves in providing top quality, wide variety of seed, forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at cncfarm.com. Hello, Troy. How are you?
Hey, good, Scott. Thank you.
Grab a pen. I'll give you Troy's number in a minute here. I want to talk about a question we had come in about planning things in salted areas. What do you recommend there?
Well, that's the areas, you know, with the higher rainfall amounts we've had in the past 2 years that a lot of areas are developing all across the state where the salts in the soil have moved up. And so there are salt seeps or saline areas. Person in those areas should do an EC test, which is the electrical conductivity. If you get a electrical conductivity of, say, 8 or higher, person would want to maybe look at, like, a perennial grass that would continue to pull the moisture and over time will help clean that up. If you're talking about the ECs of 68, then you can use some of your cover crops, you know. You can use your barleys and such in there. And then if you were looking at 4 to 6, you can use alfalfas. And some guys want to go in and plant things each year. Sometimes that's a struggle because it may be wet there. Some guys want to plant a perennial. So those are things that you can do, and we've been helping guys with, you know, in their fields to try to dry up these areas a little bit and pull those salts back down so they can raise their traditional crops.
All right, so some good suggestions there, and you can give Troy a call at 701-482-7865 is the telephone number, or again, ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. A few tips there on things you can plant in your salted areas. Anything else you want to share?
Well, no, and you know, we handle canola and soybeans and everything else. We've got some good conventionals. Guys looking at saving money. I've talked about that before. A lot of different options. So if they want to call and visit about some economical options and different thoughts, they surely can.
Most part, things looking like the, you know, a good amount of moisture as we get closer to the planting season.
Yeah, there's good moisture. In some areas, there's a great plenty of moisture, you know. Right now, some concerns that it might be a little too wet this year. In some of these areas, I know they're struggling, got a lot of concerns there, and you've had a high water table for several years. So, you know, that adds to it. But, you know, it's still early, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Troy. Good chatting with you as always.
All righty. Well, thank you, Scott. Take care.
You too, Troy at CNC Farms, 701-482-7865. Let me squeeze one more call in here. Jeff and Mandan, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi, I was Thank you. Number one, congratulations for having the courage to have put on Craig Todd without yelling at him or doing anything along those lines. And honestly, what really happened out there is, by definition, truly a hate crime.
I don't know that we know what happened. I think let's just let law enforcement figure it out, right? Thanks, Jeff.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.